This week's Xamarin Show is about image tinting. I have invited my best friend in the entire Xamarverse, John, back on the show to tell us all about it. Hello again, and welcome to another episode of the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, Gerald, and we're going to talk about the Xamarin Community Toolkit, and because he could not stop creating awesome stuff and put that into the toolkit, I've invited back John from the Netherlands, my good friend. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Gerald. Thanks for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you. So like I said, because we talked in the previous episode about, you know, you contributing for your first time. If you've missed that, go check it out. Well, maybe after this one, or pause it and come back for this one. Anyway, you'll figure it out. But you couldn't stop. You did another contribution, which I'm so grateful for. So thank you so much. This is about image tinting, right? So what is that to begin with?
It's as simple as the name is. It's just tinting your images. In a recent project, I had to do some white labeling, and I wanted to reuse all my code, so, and also my resources, so also my images. But yeah, some images were in wrong colors, so that's how I came up with this effect.
All right. So white labeling, for the people who might not, you know, that ring a bell, is whenever you want to build an app, which is, you know, basically does not have any branding, not any specific styling for a certain company, so that you can style it for multiple companies, basically. So you have this app without any style, and then you go style it for brand A or brand B. And that is just an easy way. So the apps are basically the same, but they just differ in kind of like the styling. And I can totally see why it would then be useful to have this image tinting, because, you know, you have certain styles, certain colors that you want to do for that app. And it can be, I think everyone who worked on a mobile app knows that it's such a pain to generate all the images in different sizes, different colors, and whatever. So you, John, thought like, I'm done with that. I'm just going to find a solution where I can tint my actual images.
Yes, and I had an excuse to contribute again. So
okay, so you were looking for an excuse. Well, this is going the right way. I like this. Okay, but this only works, before we dive into the code, this only works, I guess, for like kind of simple images, kind of the icon images where they don't have a lot of color. Well, I guess if they have different colors in the same image, then it will just become the one color afterwards, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Every color is replaced with the color that you
right.
set.
Right. Okay, well, let's just go see it. Let's just dive into Visual Studio and see how this works.
Cool. Okay. I've just created a new Xamarin Forms project, installed the Xamarin Community Toolkit, and here above in the XAML, I added the Community Toolkit namespace with the nice URL scheme that is now available as well. And here we see a Xamarin, a Xamagon logo. But yeah, it's now blue, but what if we want this in a different color? If we set the icon tint color effect right here, which is an attached property, we can set it to green. And what this attached property also does is adding the effect by default. So you don't have to add the effect afterwards. So only setting this property does everything for you. So if we now save it, we see that the icon, the logo, has turned green. It's that easy.
That's cool. And an attached property, for the people who might not know that little concept, is basically a property that is not part of the actual object. So in this case, it's not a property of image, but it's attached. That's where the names come from, attached to the object. And then you can influence kind of the behavior of that thing, right? So in this case, the image, and we attach with this property an effect that tints the color. And to this case, it's green.
Yes, that's correct. And One more scenario that we haven't covered is the app themes. So everyone wants to make their app also available in dark mode. Therefore, we have the app theme binding from Xamarin Forms. And now we can tint all the images. It's also easy to change the image colors in dark mode. So if we go ahead and do this, and we set it to white in dark mode, and light, we set it to the blue color. So now we've turned it back to blue in the light mode. And after we switched to dark mode, we now see that the image has been turned white. So it's also easy to use if you want to implement the dark mode in your app.
Very cool, very cool. So yeah, you can go all kinds of ways with this. I think I know from my app developing days, that this is something that I think you can do pretty easily on iOS. It clearly works on Android. iOS and Android are both supported, UWP?
Yeah, that's correct. UWP, not yet.
Not yet, okay. So if you are looking for a contribution, then maybe this is your chance to do so. All right, this is great. I think this will be useful to a whole lot of people who are into, you know, the nitty gritty styling details. That is great. Thank you so much, John, for coming on again and showing us your second contribution. I can't wait to come up to see what you come up with next. Thank you for coming on, contributing this to our little toolkit. Please, dear viewer, subscribe to our channel. Ding that little bell if you want to be notified of new content automatically. Like this video if you actually liked it, or if you didn't like it, then please still click that like button. And we'll be seeing you for our next episode.